accurate, inaccurate, data in error.
I didn't even know that Noah owned a boat. I've known him for years.
Oh my god,
really,
dude.
A boat.
You're kidding, really?
Yeah.
My boat, in the summer, like, everyone has their thing, right? Like, my father-in-law, he goes to sports games. Every sports game, my father, that's what he does. My dad, he sings, and he sings with a group, and then he sings by himself, and he records himself, and he listens to himself saying, that's what he does. And you game, and you play your games and stuff. Me, I water ski, and I water ski as much as I possibly can. In fact, I went and lived out at the lake for, like, a week, and I woke up every morning, and I water skied, and then I got
Hang
showered,
minute,
no. went into
Hang
work,
on.
Worked, came back, water skied some more until it got dark out, and then went to bed and did it all over again for like 7 days straight. It was wonderful.
Noah.
Yeah,
I thought guns were your thing. You can't have multiple things.
I thought Linux was his thing.
Yeah,
I thought ham radio
this
was his
the guy.
Thing.
He's well, a greedy yeah, thinger.
Don't you have a ham radio thing tonight you have
yeah,
to go to?
I do. But I'll tell you what, though. If I had to choose between all of my hobbies, I don't know. Linux would probably win out. But second to Linux, water skiing would for sure win out. If I had to pick just one hobby to do and it wasn't Linux, then it would be water skiing. In fact, my boat is named Dev Hull. That's the name of my boat. It's on the back of it.
Can confirm. It looks like the Pixel is officially a phone. We've got the Pixel and the Pixel XL in black and in white. It comes with the Pixel Launcher, which has new kinds of icons, and Google Assistant. So you have the Google Assistant I.O. It's going to also feature all of the Google new apps like Allo and Duo all up front and center. New Google Launcher, new Google Apps, new Google Phone. Is Google crazy? They've also just recently launched a third YouTube app.
And they're working on another OS.
And the third YouTube app apparently also supports offline videos, even if you're not a YouTube Red subscriber, which is interesting.
Yeah.
What the hell, Rikai? How does this not seem like it's not even a lack of focus. It's a lack of clarity.
I want the biggest tablet I can get that has phone apps, so like, you know, because some of the tablets will only do speakerphone. I want the biggest tablet I can get that has the little phone function on it that will still fit in my pocket. That's what he wanted out of a phone. He wanted the largest phone known to man. He couldn't find one that made him happy, so he wound up buying a tablet and using it on speakerphone.
Now, will he buy another large one like that? That's the question, because
oh,
I've done
loves
that too.
It. He loves it. It's a 10-inch tablet, and he loves it. He thinks it's the greatest thing ever.
I need a phone that fits in my pocket. Comfortably.
That guy must have giant pockets.
Cargo shorts. I feel like I've made that mistake. Like when I got the Nexus 6P.
Yeah.
I went too big. It just is. Yeah. It's too big of a phone.
I agree. I don't. And the
I
thing
don't
is,
agree. I think that's a great size phone. In fact, I think it might even be a little too small.
Well, if it was thinner and lighter, I might feel a little bit better. But the weight combined with the size, it's just you never do not feel that phone.
And the other thing is too is like, what are you doing with the phone? Because like if you're Rikai and you're living on it, then that's one thing. But for me, I make phone calls, I send telegrams, I check my email. That's about it. If I'm doing those things, really, I'd be happy. My favorite phone ever, size-wise, was my S4 Mini. This is a little 4.5-inch phone. I loved it. It fit in my pocket. It was super light. The only thing I didn't like was the battery life, but I could get everything done I wanted to get done on. I don't watch movies. I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I've got the four. You know, I've got a 4.7-inch phone now, and the battery life is not the same as it is on the bigger phones.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of weird because I feel like I want a really heavy-duty, powerful phone, but at the same time, I want a laptop that's as thin and light as possible. So I feel like I'm trying to find a balance between those two.
Hmm.
Because I feel like the bigger a device is, the less weight it needs to have. But with a phone, it's smaller, so I don't mind more weight because it's still not a lot of weight.
It's dense and it's tight in a small little package.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have ADD to the max. Anyone that's around me for 5 minutes can figure that out.
Have you ever gone to the doctor?
No.
Yeah, I think you probably do, though.
Yeah, here's the problem. The problem is they would want to put me on medication, and then I would start asking questions about the medication, which they wouldn't be able to answer. Like, what are the 50-year side effects of Ritalin?
Yeah.
We don't know, because we haven't studied it for 50 years. We just put kids on it and hope that everything works out. I probably wouldn't like that answer.
Were you going to say something?
I forgot.
having a parent in the medical field has made me distrust the medical field to a large degree.
Oh, I was going to say that I know this guy has ADD because I can have a conversation with him and then 5 minutes later, he won't remember the conversation anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you actually have ADHD. I think you have hyper. Yeah, I think that's what you. Oh, yeah, I'm not probably. That. I, not that I should be. Next thing I'm going to say is you're going to have Parkinson's. So don't listen to me. But
man, guys, this is getting worse all the time.
User error. It's not a medical practitioner.
Yeah. I see. I'm trying to remember when I was diagnosed. Probably fifth grade, I think. Maybe fourth grade. I don't remember exactly. But the medication sucked. That was awful as a kid to be on that medication. Plus, the thing they don't often tell you is that especially if they don't get it just right, what they do is they give you a pill, an amphetamine, and then they tell everybody around you, just watch and see how he does for a little bit. And then if he does, depending on his behavior, and then they talk to the teachers, and when the teachers say, Chris is still talking too much, or Chris is still interrupting too much, then they dial up the medication a little bit, and then what they try to do is they try to get the balance of the teachers complaining and total suppression of my appetite. And when they get in that range, that's what they go for, and they err on the side of too much medication. So I became a zombie who couldn't eat during the day. And so then I would get home, and I would be hungry. And what they also don't tell you is that because it's an amphetamine, there's actually quite the come-off. Like, it's not like you just – is it like aspirin that wears off? There is a come down that doesn't feel good, that leaves you jittery, and it makes you feel super tired. And
crash.
There's a crash. Hmm. They don't tell, and then so then they don't tell you that you're putting your kids on a medication that has a crash like that. And I suppose it might be different now. I was recently down at the Open Daylight Summit, and I was trying to get my head around what the hell software defined networking is and why it's part of the Linux Foundation. And I kept trying to come up with a way to live stream it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go down here. And I'm going to live stream this thing. I'm going to have all this hardware. And I had like a conversation with Noah about what I could do. And then I thought, who the hell cares? Like, it's not like something that people are like clamoring to have information about. So I don't need to go out of the way to – I don't need to go kill myself over it. And after last week's episode when Noah brought up the idea of a call-in show, we thought, boom, that's our perfect solution. We'll do an Ask Noah edition of the Linux Unplugged show.
That was a super fun thing to do. I think my first reaction was when Chris said, here's what Chris sent me. He sent me a telegram and it said something to the effect of, I'm going down to this summit and I'm going to be going to do this. And I would like to do live broadcasting, but man, I just don't have the time to figure this out and do all this. And I'm like, okay, so I should be coming to Seattle then. And you're like, and then he's like, well, I mean, you're definitely welcome if you want, but that wasn't what I'm like. Oh no, because I don't want to come. I don't actually want to go to this conference.
Noah hates us.
No, I just hate corporate conferences. I said I don't want to go. I was just willing to go if you needed somebody to come facilitate. You know, being a on-site production guy to facilitate so that you and Wes could do live broadcasting. And then a couple days later, we talked about it on the show and literally just kind of hatched the idea. And you can hear that in last week's episode of User Error. So I think I told Rakai, like, we got off the air and you kind of screwed yourself for last that week, because every waking thought that I had went to this call-in show.
Yeah.
And I thought about what I was going to talk about and things that I was going to fill in if I didn't have enough calls, and I'm on Telegram getting people and I'm calling other people that I've talked to and I'm emailing people.
You hustled like an SOB, man.
I did. And I had, before the show even started, we had like 10 calls in the queue. And I'm teaching my wife, because she answers the phone sometimes at the office. And so it's the same phone system. So I'm like, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to reprogram your whole phone. I need you to be here. I need you to switch these calls and I need you to put them on the mixer and turn them up. And I'm showing her how to do all this stuff. And I'm getting super excited because this is just, and so then it comes to the moment where we're finally ready to start. And my mind has figured out every conceivable thing that I need to prepare for, except the actual part of broadcasting the show. So I sit down to do that. And like, everything is wrong. The background thing isn't there. The font isn't right. Nothing is adjusted. Nothing is captured right. And so as I'm waiting, because I'm petrified that I have these 7 or 10 calls in the queue and they're going to die off and then I have no show. While I'm doing that, Rakai is literally TeamViewered into my production machine, making tiny little adjustments and making sure that all the background is perfect and getting the chat room centered and stuff like that. And I'm telling myself, Noah, just stay calm. Everything's going to be fine. The callers are there. They called in. They will stay there. And I'm watching that call queue as 7 people. Okay, there's 8 people. Now there's 9 people. Now there's 11 of them. Are we getting close, Rakai? Because I really want to just get started. And he goes, okay, everything's fine. It's good. This is going to get started. I'm like, all right, great.
Can I pause you for a second?
Sure.
That's not what I said.
Well, you said it was as good as it was going to get.
Well, yes, mostly because you were rushing me.
So I get to the point where I pull all the, because I have music going, I pull all that down, I stop everything, I turn off Telegram, I thought whatever it is can wait, and I pull up my intro and some of the little notes that I had, and I start the show. And I barely get through the intro, and I'm like, oh God, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have to go into a call. So I have some ideas that I had jotted down of how I was going to open the show and talk about things so that I could just kind of warm myself up to talking to other people on the line. And as I'm in the middle of doing that, Rakai messages me because he was the only person that I had tell. I just opened it up to his chat and just left it there because I didn't want to see what anyone else was saying. And I see a message pop up and I'm like, oh God, I have to look at it because it relates to exactly what I'm doing. And I look and he says, the mumble room can't hear you. And I'm like, well, shoot, because I realize that I need an extra jack on my mixer to be able to support both the mumble room and the call-in show. While I tell Rakai, I'm like, I'll fix it because I hadn't figured out exactly what was wrong. And the more I think about it, I'm like, I can't fix this. I need cables and I need a new mixer. And I have neither of those sitting in front of me and I can't leave because I'm doing a show. So I guess it's just not going to get fixed. Well, stupid of me not to tell Rakai that. So he is there thinking I am working on this and it's going to get fixed. It's not getting fixed. And then I got into the swing of the show and I just kind of hit my power stroke. And we got call after call from people that called in literally all over the world. Gentlemen waited on hold for over 50 minutes from Germany. And I got to talk with some really cool people, some people I'd never met before, some people I had, that were friends that I'd worked with in the past and they had some questions, and it has extended on that show. That one episode of the show has lived on so much further because all week I have been getting questions in my email, questions in my Twitter. I had a guy call me at work, which is perfectly fine, by the way, a guy call me at work today and say, I need your help troubleshooting, you know, X, Y, Z.
No, that's no.
It is okay as long as you're not calling me about Windows software.
but
wow. I'm wow, just you're saying, opening okay. yourself all
right.
up.
Okay, I'm going to stop. So let's stop here. So it sounds like we need to just keep rolling with the show as quick as possible. I want to start at the beginning. I want to start with Sarah. I think she did an incredible job.
Yeah.
I called up. Did she tell you I called up?
She did, but she didn't know it was you. She's like, this is Chris. And I'm like, I already asked you for your name. I don't care. And she's like, I already had a type, so I don't know why you kept telling me this is Chris.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, really?
No, I called up.
She said you asked. He offered you to do an ad read. What other Chris would that be?
Well, yeah, that was me. But I here's what I said. First of all, she sounded great. So, what mic was she using? Was she on a mic? Was she on the phone? Was she on a headset?
She was on a Cisco.
She sounded really professional. And so I call in. I talk to Sarah, and I say, "Hey, Sarah, it's Chris." Well, I was just actually going to do the ad reads for Noah, but as I'm listening, he's actually just starting to do them right now. So I think he's got it. And she's like, "Well, do you want me to put you on the air?" And I said, "Nope. Actually, I think he's got it. I don't want to interrupt the flow." I said, "Well, wait a minute. How many people does he have on hold right now?" And she said something like 14 people. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And yeah. I'm like, no. If he had nobody on hold and he needed me, I would come on. But he's good. I'm just going to listen. And I hung up. That was, but she was great. And the call queue was ridiculous. All right. I think we're all, I don't think we have anything else. And the kids are going to be here in a couple of minutes.
That was a great episode, if I do
you
say so,
so
myself.
You think it was a good episode?
So. I think it was phenomenal.
We'll see what we get out of it.
I was going to say, I think you're going to have a hell of a time editing, but...
Yeah.
I baked in the dark today and I dumpster dove.
That's true. What? What about the dumpster thing?
I dumpster dove.
What about the dumpster thing?
I dumpster dove.
What do you mean?
We needed boxes. Okay, so I recycled dove, but, you know, it was in a big bin, and
it
was
smell?
Like 6 a.m.
Did it smell? Not dumpster diving.
Do I get points if I say yes?
No, it just isn't dumpster diving if it didn't smell. If it didn't stink to high heaven and you had to hold your nose and almost throw up.
Okay. But just it was a fun visual.
Not saying.
And I baked in the dark. That was also cool.
Why was it in the dark, though?
Because we couldn't find the light switch. They didn't leave it on for us. We searched everywhere with my phone.
So you just
trying
started,
to find the light switch. So we just gave up.
You just started baking in the dark.
Prepping and baking in the dark.
Baking in the dark. So is your phone dead?
No, I didn't. We turned on the oven, and the light of the oven was very romantic.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a show for you. All right, Noah. Well, you're a son of a bitch.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Good to see you,
too. I love you. And I'll give you hugs and kisses soon.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.